with the Simon Tov Resh Mem Gimel Tziv Beis Raboisai. We move on. La Rambam Mekadesh Me'umot Me'voyech Leishav Asukra V'yoshav. According to the Rambam's opinion, that's how the Shulchan Aruch. According to the Rambam, Mekadesh Me'umot, you make Kiddush Me'umot while standing. U'mevorech, and then subsequently Me'voyech, you make the Baruch Leishav Asukra, and then you sit down. Again, you make Kiddush standing, you make Leishav, and then you sit down. Yeah. So yes, that's right. But before that, you still make the Baruch of Shechionu, Baruch Zman. The Rambam says, "Ein Eging Kin." That's not the minik, says the Rambam. In Ashkenazi, you should come to. That's not the minik. Rather, what's the minik? Mekatshin Yushov. You make Kiddush sitting. Chen Das Rosh. That's the opinion of the Rosh. So we've got a machloikus over here as to whether you can make Kiddush standing. Make Leishev sit down and then make Shechionu, or according to the Rama, that you make the Kiddush sitting and then. Now you see, the thing is of the Shulchan Aruch, according to the Rambam, he said that you can't. It doesn't make sense to make a Leishev Asuka and then remain standing. Why does it not make sense? Make a bochel Leishev, because Leishev Asuka literally means to sit in the Sukkah. So according to Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam says you got to sit down after making Leishev. You got to sit down. You can't make Leishev Asuka. Leishev Asuka. Very nice. What do you mean? You're standing, my dear friend.
But after you said Leishev Asuka,
you sit down. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. You sit down. That's right. Yeah. Yeah. That's
about nighttime or daytime?
Yeah, he's talking about nighttime.
Nighttime, he said standing up.
Standing up. How can you say Leishev Asuka and you're sitting and you're standing?
You go straight up.
You go straight up. Yeah. So this is Rabbi Yisrael, this is what Shulchan Aruch said. Now I want to point out something interesting over here. The Mishnah Berurah brings over here at the end of Siv Kotten Hey. I want to bring this because this is interesting. V'roi loyma brocha de sukkah bekoil meshicha benigan. You got to sing roi loyma. It's appropriate to make the brocha leishav sukkah bekoil loud voice be meshicha benigan, singing with a tune. Kesha birkus the kiddush, like any part of the kiddush, you have a certain tune. Certain niggun, you got to make the bracha of leishev with the tune. V'adin b'chol sha brachas, also with any other brachas. Yageloyim should be accustomed to make the brachas. B'koil rom with a loud voice. Ki akoil, because by singing with a loud voice, me'oira kavona, you lead to having increased kavona.
One for everybody.
Yeah. So, but I want to just point out the two subtle halachas over here. Halacha number one, you got to say with koil, with a niggun. With the niggun, those of us who are flat, this is quite a hard halacha for us to fulfill. But he says you've got to sing it. He says b'niggun, you've got to say it for the kiddush, and including leishev must be said with a tune. So if you are a bit flatter, like you know those of us who find it a bit more, still it's halacha. You got to And the other point is that any bracha, says the Mishnah Berurah, in the name of the Shlo HaKadosh, any bracha has to be said loud, clear, with confidence. It's interesting, sometimes you see these people who are so confident, full of themselves, but when it comes to the bracha, they mumble it. Why? You say it with the, you know, be proud of your bracha, be proud of your. So the Mishnah Berurah indeed says that it's got to be said, it has to be said with voice, with a loud voice. We continue with Siv Gimel. B'shah Yomim, with all the other days, Mevorech al Asuka Koidim Birkas Hamotzi. Normally you make the bracha of Leishev, and then you make Hamotzi. Leishev? Hamotzi. The minig is to first make leishev, to make leishev after birkas hamotzi, koidim shitam, before you eat. I'm repeating that. B'shah yomim, not the kiddush night, not the first night, but other days, mevorech al asukah, you make the bracha of leishev, koidim, before hamotzi. So first you make hamotzi, and then afterwards you make leishev. V'noagin, the minig is, levorech al asukah, do you make a bracha of the sukkah? Acha birkas hamotzi, after hamotzi. So first comes hamotzi, then you make leishev, koidem shitoim, before you eat. It's not considered a hefsek. So we've got two minogim over here. Says the Rama, v'achinogim becholin, that's the minog on weekdays, that you make hamotzi, that you make hamotzi first, and then afterwards you make leishev. But on Shabbos Yom Tov, where there is Kiddush, mevorech lacha Kiddush, you make the bracha of Leishev after Kiddush. Ve'im Kiddush, beveis, beveis. First of what's that? You first make before hamotzi leishev motzi leishev. Yeah, you're right. Sorry. You're right. Yeah, the point that he's making is that the noyagin levoich, the emphasis that he makes. The difference is according to the emphasis that he makes. The noyagin levoich alasuka achah bekesamotzi koydim shiitoim. The chiddush of the noyagin is that you have that the koydim shiitoim, that you make the hamotzi and then you make leishev, and only subsequently you're going to eat. We would have thought perhaps this is a problem of hefsek. There's interruption between the leishev, between the hamotzi and the eating because of the leishev, and this point, this additional point of it, this noyagin teaches us that there's no problem of hefsek. That's what. Pardon? So that's Mishibu explains this. Mishibu says, "What's the point?" In Sif Cotton Vav, Roitzeloima, the Beyomtev, Ayon Yomtev, Halemavuah Elbasif Aleph Yain Kiddush V'Sukkah. With regards to Yomtev, we've got the regular rule of Yain Kiddush Sukkah. Uve'anu Sham Atom. There is explained. The Eif Shalavoy Chalas Sukkah Kodim Kiddush Ayoyim. When it comes to a Kiddush, you've got to first have Kiddush, which introduces, which brings about, which establishes the Yom Tov, and that leads to a Leishev, which comes later, because of the Yom Tov, we've got a Mitzvah Sukkah, which is Leishev. Ochen b'sha yomim, but with regards to the other days, she'en bohem kiddush, where there's no kiddush, da'as ha'mecha, but ha'sorech levoich, ala sukkah, kodim yekes ha'moitzi. It makes a lot more sense to make the Leishev before the ha'moitzi. K'da'as ha'binu meir, merotenbeg, like the Maram. The bon ischaev t'chile techev, she'nichnas ba, because the Leishev, in many ways, the obligation of the Leishev comes as soon as a person walks into the sukkah. V'yishav ha'iliso, then he sat down to eat there. So dosa his meal. V'roilis mecha bocha la'yeshiva, and you want to make the bocha as close as possible to the sitting. Whatever possible, but there is various minogam with that. The Messiah has explained. So this is the two points. Yeah. Now, yeah. Lemaisa, I want to just point out that there is various minogam. The Mishnah ends off, and that's why I'm not going to go extensively in this cotton test. The Mishnah says there's various minogam, and whatever your minog is, the Mishnah says David kama ovid v'dema ka ma ovid, whatever your minog is. There's reasons for whatever the minig may be. Either approach has got its milas. We are top of page 220, ready for Simon Tov, Reish Mem Dalet Seder, Halal Kol Yimei Chag, the order of reciting the Halal all the days. Shachis, Achra Chazoras, Atfilin, Noitlin, Lulav. Shachis, after davening, we take the Lulav. Noitlin, Lulav, Umavarachin, Natilas, Lulav, and we make the Baruch of Natilas, Lulav. We also say, Sheikhionu, at that point, we go with Hallel and we complete the entire Hallel. We say the Hallel. This is true all the 8 days of Yom Tov. We are going to say Hallel, and just before Hallel, we make the bracha of the Netilas Lulav. With regards to Hallel, the Shulchan Aruch says that we make the bracha of Ligmar is Hallel. That's what you say, right? The bracha of Hallel, Ligmar is Hallel. That's the minik akon shulchan aruch. Bein tzibur b'miyachid, whether you're singing it individually or you're singing with the entire minyan. Ve'im afsikin boy, you don't interrupt. Halel is not, you're not allowed to interrupt Halel. Elo kedech shomu v'kiyashma, the same aruch as v'kiyashma. Important to know that. Important to know. That Halel has got the same laws of interruption than Shema, which are quite strict. Halel, same as Shema. Don't interrupt.
You can't hint.
Hmm?
You can't hint. What does it mean?
Can't what?
Hint.
Hint? Depends what the hint is for. If it's letzorich, if it's needed, then it's fine. But otherwise, you're right, it would be considered an interruption. Yeah. It's like Shema.
What is Shema?
So he says, Be'emtza, in the middle of the Shulchan Aruch answers your question. Be'emtza, in the middle of a paragraph, Shoel mipnei ha'yira, you're allowed to ask a person you respect. No, more than respect, you fear. And you reply because of you reply somebody who deserves covered. Ben apokim between the paragraphs, so not in the middle of a paragraph, in between paragraphs, shulim ne'akovet, you ask you're allowed to ask and approach somebody for cover to meishev, and you reply shon nechladom to anybody you're allowed to reply. What happens if you interrupt in the middle of Shema? In the middle of Shema or in the middle of Hallel? What happens if you interrupt in the middle? Do you lose Hallel? Do you lose the Hallel by interrupting? On? What in terms of if it's needed or not? Or in terms of yeah, so we're talking about not needed. So Shulchan Aruch says as follows: in pasuk be'emtza, if you interrupted in the middle of Hallel, v'shah, and you waited, k'day afilu k'day ligmar es kuloi, en tzorich lachzor lemokim shepasuk. If there is an extended wait, you interrupt an extended wait, then what you do is you go back to the place where you stopped. So in other words, the interruption does not break and ruin the entire Hallel. If you interrupted, even if you waited a long time, you can carry on from where you stopped. Now, there is a Mishnah Berurah over here in Sifkoten Aleph, which I want to discuss a little bit. Mishnah Berurah says as follows in Sifkoten Aleph Shachis, Betur Isin Mashkimin. The Tur says that we wake up early. Mashkim, we wake up early. Humishum Dezizin Makdim Lemitzel, Lekhaim Mitzel Lulav. So, this Shulchan Aruch tells us that we wake up, Shachis, Halal, etc. Tur tells us, Mishnah Berurah says, you know what? You can't just wake up your regular time. Mashkimin, you wake up early. Why mashkimin? Because normally when you wake up on Shabbos, okay, you got your regular tefillah, regular mitzvah, etc. Here on this particular Yom Tov, why should you wake up early? Because it's an extra mitzvah. And we know the rule. Zizin, makdimim, lemitzvahs. You got to wake up early to fulfill the mitzvahs. You want to show excitement. And therefore, the zizin, makdimim, lemitzvah, lekai mitzvahs lulav. There's a mitzvah lulav over here, and therefore you got to wake up early. Is that the minig? I don't think so, huh? We don't wake up. There is some. I want to get to that in a minute. There is some minyanim, which days do we daven earlier? Day after Yom Kippur, yeah? Where else do we wake up early? Always 5 minutes, minyan early? 10 minutes early? Yeah. Exactly. Shana Rab is one of the days that we try to daven early. That's right. Yeah. Mashkim on Purim, it says. So, but it doesn't say anything. But over here, we don't normally have the minhag way of davening early on Yom Tov. But here it says that one should daven early on Yom Tov. Now, the reason for that is because of the mitzvah. Now, you're pointing out that some have the minhag to. I don't know if that's your minhag. When do you make the bracha on the lulav?
If I've got time, I'll do it before going to shul.
Before going to shul, right? So this is the fulfillment of zizin makdimim. So some people have a minhag to take the talit minim before they go to shul, and they do the mitzvah of netilas lulav in the sukkah before going to shul. Lekayim mashenema, not the matzim lirim, no. But lekayim mashenema zizin makdimim lemitzvah. So some people do that. And there's a strong reason to do that. Some disagree with that approach, but there's certainly good reason to do that based on the Torah that Zizim Makdim Mitzvah, you want to do it as early as possible.
So why is that not Zizim Makdim?
Because it's a mitzvah, say the rest of Zizim Makdim.
Every day you've got, let's say, Shema, for example.
Yeah, that's a good question. Why by Shema we're not Shema? It's a fair point. What happens if somebody didn't make Shechionu on the first day he took the Dalet Minim? Can he still say it on the second day? I'm not talking about Shabbos. I know that Shabbos, you're going to make Shechion on the second day. I know that. But I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about simple year, regular this year, and you forgot to make Shechion on the first day. Can you make Shechion on the second day? Yes or no? That what?
Yes.
Yes. Very good.
Your first shaking happens on the second day.
Then you make the Shechion on the...
But have you Makavi Mitzvah Deraisa? No,
it will not be Deraisa.
Basically, the first day is use it or lose it for Deraisa Mitzvah.
Absolutely, yeah. So what about if you shook the first day, you forgot Shechion, you're going to make second day Shechion, yes or no? You're saying yes? Like by the, yeah, look at that. Mishnah Berurah says, I'm in the middle of Sivkot and Gimel towards the end. V'im not alulu b'yibrishim v'loy boch shechion, says the Mishnah Berurah, yochai levorech kol shivay mashizko, even on the fifth day. Oh, yeah, totally forgot, I didn't make shechionu. No problem, no problem. Until the last day. Until the last day, you can still make shechionu. Pardon? Because, very good. The answer is because you're making on the. It's a mitzvah which is meshona leshona. It's a mitzvah you make the shechiyonu because it's a mitzvah leshona. It's still a yearly mitzvah and you have and it deserves shechiyonu. Correct. Yeah. Now there is a famous distinction which I'm going to emphasize between Hallel on Chol HaMoed Pesach and Hallel on Chol HaMoed Sukkos. What is the difference? So confusing. Hold or not? Says the Mishnah Berurah Cotton Dalet. Chen Kol Shmoines Mechag V'Loi Havek Chol HaMoed Pesach. Says the Mishnah Berurah. It is unlike Chol HaMoed Pesach. The Medalgin Chol HaMoed Pesach. We only say half Hallel, the short Hallel. Why? What's the difference? Why?
Because the Mitzrayim
drowning. No, that's not the real reason. I know there's such a reason mentioned, but that's not the real reason. That's not the real. Yeah, Mishnah Berurah says, Mishum Shabbosukkah is called Yom Choshuv Kiyom Toy Bifne Atzmoy. On Sukkah, every day it's its own Yom Tov, separate Yom Tov in its own right. Kim Chicholu Kobonoisam Yom Shalafonov. It holds a different amount of Kobonos. Pesach Chol HaMoed is one halacha of all the Yom, all the Chol HaMoed. It's got one set of halacha. You've got the set of the first days, you've got Chol HaMoed, and then you've got the last days. A unit on its own. Whereas, when it comes to Sukkot, every single day of Chol HaMoed, it's got its own set of kabbonis, set individual halachas, and therefore it's the Yom Tov in its own, therefore we make Hallel individually. A full Hallel. Mishnah Berurah Sivkotan Hey tells us that Sfardim say, Ligmor is a Hallel, and we say, In our countries, I mean, the custom is to make the bracha of Likrois a Hallel, the bracha of Likrois as Ha Hallel. And that allows us to give a little bit of a start in Simon Tov Resh Mem Hey. I will not start with Dine Alulav, which is what we're discussing over here. Rather, I will start with the introduction of the Mishnah Berurah, which is a key introduction, and I'm going to read the words as follows. Pardon? No, you're right. Thank you very much for pointing out. I failed to do a seed base. Thank you so much. No, I'm pleased. Very good. Thank you. But Halal afilu asoy kun ge'echot and Halal, there is a discussion in the Gemara about Halal b'yochid and Halal b'tzibur. The Shulchan Aruch paskens, but after there's no difference. Afilu asoy kun ge'echot, 10 people need like one. In other words, we are not making any distinction between Halal b'yochid and b'tzibur. Rabbi says, the introduction to Simon Tov Resh Mem Hey, we are changing topic. Changing topic. We have now hereby completed the halachas of Yeshiva's Sukkah. Yeshiva is the mitzvah of sitting in the sukkah. Mitzvah says the rice teshuvah in the doru. Sukkah teshuvah shivas yomim. We've completed our set halachas. Now we're moving on and learning the halachas of the Arba Minim. For some of us, it's. So the halachas of the Arba Minim, and this is the introduction over here. Ksiv b'toyre it says in Torah, lekachtem lochem b'yom rishon priets hador kapos tzmorim v'anaf eitz obos avinachal kibul chazal. This is the pasuk. The pasuk is very cryptic. It's not clear which fruit is he talking about. The Kibbul Chazal, the Mesor of Chazal is, Pietz Hodor Ze Esrog. Pietz Hodor is, as we all know, is referring to the Esrog, is a name for Esrog. Why? Shatam, Eitz of Epirio, Shove, because the taste and the Eitz and the Epirio are identical. That's why that's the Esrog. Vixiv Hodor, and it's considered Hodor Shia, Noya, Hodor Betiuro, Vigidula, because it looks very, very nice. And it should be nice. The alder she is by besim tov reshchet. The halachas of esrog is discussed later in tov reshchet. The physical ele abo minim ksuvim pasuk echot. Since all the four species are mentioned in one pasuk, the medim zemizeh. There's many halachas that are interchangeable, and we learn one for the other. Al kain. Therefore, kol abo minim tzichim leis noim mudorim. All the abo minim needs to be noim, nice, mudorim, beautiful. Alder she is by. Come on, discuss later. Kapos tmorim. What are that? Hen anfei ilon. They are the branches of the tree shekdelim b'tzmorim, which have got tzmorim growing on it, and sheitzmachu when it grows. Kodim sheiskashu alen, before it goes very hard. Shalahen yivizrachku lekan lekan, rochik min hashedra, And that's discuss, we're going to discuss that shortly in the first sifum over here. Elokshi kumo shavet, it should be like a sort like a shavet, like a scepter. That's it. Vunik lulav, and that is the lulav. So the lulav, the identity of lulav is like a scepter. It has to be long. Sharp. Yes, it has to be that it's in one unit, that it doesn't go all over the place. It has to be going towards one direction, and that is lulav. Vanaf it's others who adas. These are the adasim. Shalav chofin is etzoy, that the leaves of adas cover the stem. That's the key halacha of the adas. We're going to be speaking about that. Shem who fought to dispose him into reshmem. That's discussed later in reshmem vav. And avinachal is bal into reshmem zan. Avinachal is into reshmem zan. What's interesting in this mishnah bov here, which somebody pointed out to me, and it's really interesting. I don't know why it doesn't mention over here the difference between the various psulim over here. It doesn't even go into the fact of in the various psulim. He doesn't really speak about something is possible mitam hodo, something is chosa. It doesn't go into that over here, which would have been in place to mention introduction. But either way, these are the key concepts over here. From here we learn all the abo, the abominim, and the halachas are discussed. The first of the abominim which we're going to discuss is going to be the lulav. That's siman tov for Eshmem. That's what we're going to be discussing with Shem tomorrow evening, the halachas of the lulav. Okay, and I want to point out over here, I disagree with this picture. If you've got this picture over here, I personally disagree with this picture. More on that tomorrow with Shem. I disagree with it. I really feel it's wrong. I disagree with the explanation, the way it explains the Mishnah Berurah. No, we'll speak about that tomorrow, Mitzvah. I disagree with this picture. Rabbi Yisrael, we learned this evening. What did we learn this evening? We spoke about the Rambam, that he said you've got to make sure to sit down after saying Leishev. We spoke about the Rambam says you sit for the whole Kiddush. Does anybody, by the way, sit for the whole Kiddush, like the Rambam says? Yeah? They sit down for the whole Kiddush. Yeah, that's what the Rambam says you should do, to sit for the entire Kiddush. Rambam says that. Then we spoke about making leishev and then leishev before hamoitzi. The Rama says you don't have to worry about hefsek, and you can even eat at the end of that. On the contrary, it comes from the Rosh, from the Maril, from the Rama. No, it doesn't come from the Vilna Gaon. We also learned about the importance of saying the bracha of Netilas Lulav ASAP in the morning, Zrizi Makdimim, Shachis, after Shachis we do Chazar Shashatz, and then we say Al Netilas Lulav, Shechionu, Halel, the entire Halel. We spoke about Shechionu, if you fail to say Shechionu the first day, you can do it on the later days. In terms of Halel, you say entire Halel, unlike Chol HaMoed of Pesach. What's the difference? Because Chol HaMoed Pesach, you, Halel is, and on Sukkot, Halal is full. And then we learned that the pasuk from the introduction to the Abominim, where it comes from, and more on that in Mitzvah tomorrow.